In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. An extraordinary love. I am telling you this now, before it takes place, that when it does take place, you may believe that I am He. When it takes place, when what takes place? Life. Don't you see it in the story? The ordinariness of life, the daily activities, the washing of feet, the eating of meals, laughing with the master, being taught by the master, going to Jerusalem for another Passover. The ordinariness of life. For the disciples, it is all so ordinary. Now, don't get me wrong, not ordinary as in humdrum. It's very exciting living and journeying with the master. But it is the life that they have come to know and to expect. It is the ordinary life. So ordinary, in fact, that they can't see the evil that is sitting at the table. Da Vinci's Last Supper captures the moment. In the midst of their joy at eating together, Jesus says, "One of you will betray me." And they begin looking at one another dumbfounded that he could say that of any of them, including Judas. They all loved him. They loved what he taught. Deny him? Hardly. At this moment, we begin to see that night fills life. Night fills the ordinariness of our lives. In the ordinariness of life, even Judas can betray Jesus. Perhaps to be rid of Jesus, or perhaps because he was taking matters into his own hands. To get Jesus to act as the Messiah that Judas thought he was. Evil was sitting at the dinner table, looking very ordinary, looking very much like life. And the disciples were completely unprepared to face the night. I am telling you this now before it takes place, that when it does take place, you may believe that I am He. When it takes place, what takes place? Death. The night will lead to death. Most horrifying of all, the death of the master. But why? Because he washes his disciples' feet. Such an ordinary, everyday act, and yet such an extraordinary thing. The master lays aside his outer garments, takes a towel and washes his disciples' dirty, filthy, stinking feet and dries them with the towel. He loves these men to the point that he, the master, washes the servants' feet. Unfathomable. Jesus loves these ordinary men with a love as deep as the love of the one who sent him. The love is palpable. Jesus' love for his disciples here is so thick that you can feel it, touch it in the reading of the story. And love for these ordinary men, yes, love for these men, will get him crucified. Jesus loves his disciples in his dying, by his dying. And he loves them so much, he wants to prepare them for what is to come, the betrayal, the suffering, the excruciating cross, his death, his departure from them. He wants to prepare them for his passion, his Pascha. There is nothing ordinary in that. He washes their feet because he loves them. He walks the way of the cross and dies because he loves all the creatures of the one who sent him, all of us who live, but can't see the evil sitting at our tables. I am telling you this now, before it takes place, that when it does take place, you may believe that I am he. When it takes place, what takes place? Life in the face of death. So how do you live in the face of death? As your master does, by loving and listening to what he says to you. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you ought to love one another. So as life and death take place, that is how all living creatures and all the creation will know that you belong to the Master, by loving one another. I am telling you this now, so that when it takes place, even before it does, you may believe that I am the resurrection and the life. Believe it. Amen.